with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New York judge ordering Donald Trump and his companies to pay more than $350 million in penalties. The judge found they engaged in a scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated his wealth. The former president, though, calls the verdict, quote, complete and total sham. House Select Committee on China taking a trip to Boston this week. That to get a better look at the U.S. biotech industry. Committee Chairman Mike Gallagher tells the Salem Radio Network.
Given the implications for warfare, given just the ethical and moral implications surrounding biotechnology, it's absolutely critical that American companies win and China doesn't dominate this space, because China will use that technology for dystopian purposes.
Gallagher says those could easily include human engineering and enhanced DNA collection. Also at srnnews.com, Russian forces have now taken control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. Kremlin says Russian troops are working to clear the final pockets of resistance. The National Archives building evacuated this week after two protesters dumped red powder on the protective case around the U.S. Constitution.
The building's rotunda will remain closed for the third straight day. Two climate radicals were seen dumping the powder on the display case Wednesday. So conservationists are using vacuum cleaners and cotton swabs, as well as bags full of shredded erasers, to clean up the stuff.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Now, officials do emphasize there was no damage to the Constitution itself. Police arrested the two suspects and issued a statement insisting that they be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is SRN News. Transgender forces are apparently forming an alliance.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In South Carolina, the House has given approval to a bill allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if their local governments agree. House voted 68-44 in favor. That proposal does face one more routine approval vote before it heads to the Senate. Liquor stores still cannot open on Sundays in North Carolina, Texas, and Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. An Ohio woman who disappeared with her foster son earlier this week has been found, and she's been charged with murder.
Pammy May and the 5-year-old boy disappeared in the middle of the night on Wednesday. Her husband called 911 and told police that May said the child was no longer alive. Court records say May held her hand over her husband's mouth, and when he tried to call 911 before she left, she said, quote, she had a plan. 2 hours later, an Amber Alert was issued for her and her child. She was found wandering in a nightgown early Friday morning and told officers the boy was in a sewer drain. She now faces murder, kidnapping, and child endangerment charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police say the deaths of two people who were shot in a dorm at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs will be investigated as homicides. Police say the shootings Friday do not appear to be murder-suicide. More details at srnnews.com.